for. Just pray and ask the Lord to touch our hearts and our minds tonight as we receive from his word. Oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus, speak to our hearts and our minds tonight. Lord, with this simple thought, oh, Lord God, that if we were to grab a hold of it, oh, Lord Jesus, it would really change us, oh, Lord, and change our lives. Lord, in your name, Jesus, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, Jesus' name. Turn to a neighbor and tell him it's good to see you in the house of the Lord tonight. It is good to see you in the house of the Lord. Be seated. We won't start off with a scripture, but have your Bibles close by because we'll get to our scriptures a little bit later on. As I mentioned before, this is a simple thought that the Lord dropped into my heart a couple of days before Christmas, a couple of weeks ago. And may it touch your heart tonight. And it's concerning joy and peace. They are two attributes that are a part of the fruit of the Spirit. But it is something that is lacking in our world today. People are in need of it. During the Christmas season, people try to seize upon the festive and merry feasting feeling that comes with that time of year in order to capture a state of mind that for most of the year is very elusive. We sing songs like Joy to the World, the Lord is come. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled, and so on and so forth. And while these songs are great and they're true, for most people, when the new year begins, the feeling ceases to be. And in order to access the peace and the joy of the Lord, there is a requirement that must be met that is straight out of the word of the Lord. Peace and joy were never meant to only be celebrated during the Christmas season. Peace and joy is available to be a permanent part of our lives. And so now we've come through the season, the festivities and the merriness have passed. And so how can we access which seems to come and go away just in a few weeks period of time. As 2019, as this year of 2019 unfolds before us, and it unfolds before us on a daily basis, it will become what we make of it. Our actions and reactions will produce for us results that when it's all said and done, will impact our lives, not only this year, but in years to come. Some decisions that we make and some of the ways that we react to certain things, the way that we react will either have a great influence on us now or it will have a great influence on us later on. We can either choose to let the Lord lead the way or we can choose to follow our own instincts. We can struggle and fight through it with our own will and through our own strength. That is life, that is. Or we can surrender and submit to God and enjoy his peace and his joy in our lives on a daily basis. We cannot access the eternal peace and joy of God without submission. And as Pastor Dan mentioned before, consecration. We need to be submitted and consecrated to our Lord. If we come before God with the intention of holding on to our own ideas, holding on to our own way of living life, what we want to do, and hold on to doing that, then it's not going to benefit us in any way. What God will do is that the Lord will step aside and let us live our lives the way that we want to live it. He will turn away because what that is saying to him is, Lord, I'm in charge. I know better than you do. And basically what that is called is pride. This is what the Bible says in Isaiah chapter 64, verse 6. It says, our righteousness is as filthy rags before him. So when we come to the Lord and we say, God, I'm going to do things my way, and I have doubts, this is what the Lord says. He stands back and he just says, go right ahead. That's what I'm going to do, because the stench from that kind of attitude comes up into his nostrils as a detestable scent to him. And we don't want to be like that. In the Old Testament, there were laws that the Lord gave to his people that had to be obeyed before they could accept, would accept the sacrifices of worship and praise to him. God is a God of order. The problem with our world today, and the problem even sometimes in the church, is that we want to come before God any way that we feel like coming before him. We want to bring everything before him and say, God, take care of this, do that for me. And what the Lord wants us to do before we come, the children of Israel could go before the mountain. God told Moses, tell them to come. Sometimes people come into church, and the reason why a lot of times the Lord doesn't do for him to do what he wants to do in our lives. God is a God of him yesterday, today, and forever. He doesn't change. The same law is the same way that he wants us to do it today. I know in the Old Testament they brought different things, sacrifices. We don't do that today, but the offering that we bring before him, we give to the Lord our sacrifice of praise, and then he will accept what we had to do. We had to surrender in repentance before him, surrender our lives to him daily. You know, there are many times we live our lives, and there are people sometimes that come to the altar and they tithe those can begin to think in our mind, you know, well, you know, they're kind of still holding on to this, that, and the other Holy Ghost, because, you know, we teach people and this is what we're supposed to do, repent. We get into our comfortable way of living for God, and we're asking, as that individual that is trying to get the Holy Ghost is doing, we're to say, Lord, I need this, and maybe he's not doing it because we're not approaching him. We've done in our lives only when we have surrendered and consecrated our lives. So you say, you have no idea what I'm going through in my life. And it may be easy for you to speak about peace, but you've never lived my life where you are. The only way for us to overcome and to get up close and personal with God. And by that I receive the peace that passes all understanding. And the joy that is unspeakable, 6-7. And if you don't have this scripture highlighted in your Bible, please do so tonight. This is a scripture that has helped me through what to do. I could quote this script. I learned scripture many years ago, and it would always come back to me when I didn't know what the answer was. This is what it says. Be careful for nothing. And the word careful means, it says, be anxious. Don't be anxious about anything. It says, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And here's verse 7. It says, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. Any thought that you ever have of saying that you don't understand what I'm going through, my situation is difficult, go back to that scripture and read it again. God gives no out on that. He says, be anxious about nothing. Whatever is happening in our lives, whatever we're going through, the Lord is saying, do not be anxious about it. He said, if you're not anxious about it, if you want to turn that around a little bit, if you are not anxious about it, then I have peace to give to you that passes all understanding. And it will guard your heart and your minds through Christ Jesus. We've got to know the word. We've got to know the word. We live in challenging times. And this, I know that this lesson will be a little bit challenging as we go further tonight. We need to be strong and we need to be filled with the peace of the Lord. We need to be filled with God's laws, because we need to learn God's laws. But what I really meant to say there is that we need our protection and peace of mind. The Bible says here or says there will guarantee you. No, 19 verse 165, it says this. Except. It says, great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing. What nothing means? Nothing shall offend them. And the word offend here means nothing to walk away because someone has said something. Walk away. It means it's a stumbling block and incitements to go. People who have walked away from the Lord. And if you were to ask those same people tonight, they would say to you, God, I love the law. I love God. But what is the word said or done to us will cause us to walk away from him? In Psalms chapter 19, verse 7, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, converting the soul. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3, mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth. In peace means in good and welfare, in example, health. So what is the requirement that must be met in order to have? I think it was Christmas morning, and I was Luke chapter 2, because that's the one of the most popular passages of scripture. That, and before I'd gotten together with my family and before we did the gifts and everything like that, because I was, when we, my family, what we do is on Christmas after that. And when we went down, we usually read the word of God morning after Caleb came and knocked on a door and said, it's time for us to go. Oh, says, read Luke chapter 2. And I'd read, and this is what the word of God says. It says, glory to God in the highest on earth and on earth. King James Version. But listen to what it says in the Amplified. It says, glory to whom he is well pleased. The peace of those in whom he is well pleased. The word of God says, please the Lord. He maketh his enemies to. We please the Lord by our faith in him, by loving his law, as I mentioned. Chapter 11, verse 6, it says, but without faith it is impossible, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently the Lord by having faith in him. We please the Lord by trusting in him. Go through a bunch, we can follow a bunch of rules. Faith in God, then we're not pleasing him. And faith in is happening in my life, but I need to have faith in you. I don't, every year that comes, we open the year and we go into the year of, start off with a clean slate. And sometimes you wonder if some people realize that, you know, life is going to happen in 2019. So, you know, the first problem that comes, don't fall off. Stay with us. It's going to be okay, because this is still life. You know, it's 2019, but it's also, life also continues. There are going to be issues. There are going to be problems. But the word of the Lord is telling us to have faith in him. We live in a world where lasting peace is elusive. People will try just about anything to have peace in their lives. And it will not be found. They will try alcohol. They'll try drugs and or any other activities they will try and to do that does not please the Lord. And they try it all. You know, before noon in the apartment building that I live in, we had a wonderful service here and everything was good. And, you know, following morning, you talk about a new day and people having hope and realizing that, hey, the same stuff that carries from what was in last year carries over into this year. I was like, before noon even came, this somebody that lives in my building was outside just crying. You know, bawling away, and I was sitting in my living room, and I felt so sorry. Because I'm thinking to myself, here it is, it's not even 12 midday on January 1st, and this individual outside is not having a good time. We're less than 12 hours into the new year, and the sadness has carried over already. And I felt so sad about that, and it just reminded me that what this world thinks that they have in peace and what they think that they have in joy cannot be. Only God gives real peace, and only God gives real joy. That's why every peace treaty that can ever be signed by any nations on the face of the earth will all fall, will all come to pass, because only God can give lasting peace. In Luke, so we speak about joy and the joy of the Lord. In Luke chapter 2, verse 10, it says, "And the angel said unto him, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people." Psalm 16, verse 8 through 11, it says, "I have set the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand. I shall not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad, and my whole being rejoices. My flesh also dwells secure." This is what happens when we set the Lord before us. This is what happens when we focus on the Lord and put our trust in him. The word of God says, my whole being rejoices. My flesh also dwells secure. Now, does that mean that we won't have any problems in our lives going forward? Does that mean that there are going to be no challenges this year? Absolutely not. There will be challenges. There will be challenges in all our lives. And he further on, he continues to say, "For you will not abandon my soul to Sheol, or let your Holy One see corruption. You make known to me the path of life. In your presence, there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore." That is a promise. That is what we can hold on to tonight. We can hold on to that tonight. To know that whatsoever we face, the peace of the Lord and the joy of the Lord is with us. In Nehemiah chapter 8, verses 10, it says, "The joy of the Lord is our strength." If you find yourself lacking in strength tonight in the Lord, you might need to check that joy meter. Am I rejoicing in the Lord? Am I thankful to the Lord? How am I doing? Am I allowing problems to get a hold of me and bother me to the point where I have no joy in my life? We need to have joy. And can I tell you, we can access these every single day of the year. Every day of the year. We will be effective in reaching our world if we have the joy of the Lord. The world doesn't want to see grumpy Christians. It doesn't want to see me walking into work with a frown on my face. Doesn't want to see me walking into work with an attitude that's going to be like, thought he was a Christian. If that's his Christianity, leave me alone. I will go to the bar down the street and do my thing. You know, that's what they will say. But we need to show the world. The world is obsessed with finding happiness. Everything is about satisfying self. Everything. We look to possessions. We look to jobs, we look to family even, and we look to vacations. We look to all of these things. This is what the world says. Every commercial, every ad is about happiness. It's about this, the next thing, and this is what the world tells us. Drugs are prescribed in order to regulate our mood so that we can be happy. Depression and suicide are on the rise because when people believe that they have found happiness, it leaves them disappointed. Happiness is a momentary and fleeting, but the joy of the Lord will last forever. When we find ourselves, as I mentioned before, running low on strength, we need to rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord, whatever it is, wherever you find yourself, thank God, praise him. Give him glory. Give him praise. Wherever you are in your day, if things are not going well, give him praise. Give him glory. Give him honor. Because God is good and he's right there. He's the old song says he's as close as the mention of his name. Right there beside us. You don't need to go through a whole ritual. You don't need to go to make sure that your attendance is perfect at church for the month and for the year. And, you know, every time the altar call is made, you're right here. And that's all good. We should do that. But when we're out there, we need the Lord. There was a time several years ago when I was just not looking for the answers from the Lord. And I remember I left my house one night, and this was in New York, and I got in my car, and I just started questioning God. I started talking to God. I started wondering what is going on and just asking him questions. I remember where I was. You know when God does something for you? He does a lot for us. But there's some times when he does some things for us that you remember where you were. You remember what it smelled like. You remember how dark it was. And I remember I left my house that night and I pulled into the gas station and I just to get some gas in my car. And I was talking to the Lord and I had a sorrowful heart at that time because I was just seeking the Lord. And instantly, I had to turn my head. Brother John, I had to look in the passenger seat beside me to see if someone was sitting there. Because that's how the Lord came in. He came in and basically the what he spoke into my heart. I couldn't ask him for anything. He just spoke into my heart. He says, I'm here. That's all he said. I didn't go before him with a list and say, God, do this. But when his presence comes in like that, all you can do is revere his presence. All you can do is say, thank you, God. All you can say is, I love you, Jesus. That's all you can do. When the Lord comes in, he's like that. The world today is more focused on being happy. And the question is, are we more focused on being happy or are we living in the joy of the Lord? Happiness comes and goes. The joy of the Lord will always be here. We can be going through things in our lives and still have the joy of the Lord. Still have the joy of the Lord in our hearts. It's impossible for us to achieve happiness all day, every day. The world tries to tell us otherwise. Do this, you'll be happy. Buy it, purchase this, you'll be happy. Happiness, happy, 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 happy. Everybody wants to be happy. But I'm so grateful today that there's so many times in my life when I haven't been happy, but I know that God has been with me. I know I felt the joy of the Lord, and all I've had to say is that, you know, I'm going to have the joy of the Lord because I know God is going to take me through this. I know he's going to help me. I know he's going to be with me wherever I go. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 7 says that the trial of your faith being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Listen to what Peter is saying there. He's saying that the trial of our faith is much more precious than gold that perisheth. That's what he's telling us. He's saying that the trials that you go through is going to be so much better than you having all that you think that you need to be happy. The trials that you're going through will come forth, tried, and like pure gold. And verse 8 says, whom having not seen, ye love, in whom though now you see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. This is what Peter is telling us. None of us has seen the Lord. We haven't seen him, but we are loving him. We don't see him, but we're believing in him. We don't see him, but we're rejoicing with joy and unspeakable and full of glory. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16 says, rejoice evermore. Joy is not a feeling that comes and goes with the wind. It is an attribute of God that we can possess through the power of the Holy Spirit. It is part of the fruit of the Spirit. Yeah. I'm afraid sometimes that we as Christians, we're always wanting to pray for this, that, and the other. God, I need this, I want that, and that's, everything will be okay when you do this. But we spend little time praying for our own selves. And I'm not saying praying for needs, praying for wants. I'm saying praying for your spiritual man. Praying for the spiritual nature. God, strengthen me. Help me to be more like you every day. I need you, Lord. Strengthen my heart and my mind so that I would walk in a way that you want me to walk. That's what God wants us to do. As I bring this to a conclusion tonight, the world is in constant pursuit of this lasting joy, but the best they can do is market and indulge in things and activities and pursuits that only last for a moment and leaves the heart desiring lasting happiness. And so as we go throughout this new year, we need to make sure that we are walking in the joy and the peace of the Lord. If you haven't noticed it yet, the Bible says that in the last days, darkness will cover the land and gross darkness to people. And if we're not careful to have the joy and the peace of the Lord, if we're not careful to be tapping into what God has for us, then we will find ourselves in despair. We will find ourselves walking around figuring out, God, what's going, where am I supposed to go? What am I supposed to do? We can get focused on making sure that family and friends are doing well and disregard our own spiritual health. I know this is going to sound a little bit crazy, but you might want to be a little bit selfish with the Lord this year. And by that I mean, not mean discard everything else, don't care about anybody else, but I'm saying start looking and start taking care of this spiritual man. There are too many people that walk around, take care of this spiritual man, spending time in the Word, spending time in His presence. But we try to do everything else and try to pray for this one and that situation and this thing and that thing. But we miss what God has for our lives, but the peace that He wants to give to us. Whenever we get on a flight, and before it takes off, there are emergency procedures that the flight attendants will demonstrate to the passengers. And one of those is that in case of loss of cabin pressure, for any reason, oxygen masks will hang from compartments above our heads. And the instructions from the flight attendants is this: you are to secure the mask first over your own face so that you are getting the oxygen you need to function right, and then help someone next to you who needs assistance. In order to help others, in order to help save their lives, we need to make sure that we're at full strength. I'm afraid that sometimes in our walk with the Lord, we do the exact opposite. We lack in a joy and a peace in our lives that we should be getting from the Lord in order to be a blessing to someone else. But we need to have the joy and the peace of the Lord on a daily basis. It is available now and every day this year. Now and every day this year. Before we can effectively help others, we have to make sure that we are at full strength. We have to make sure that we're getting what we need from God before we can do it. But if we hold on to our own ways and expectations and expect the Lord to help us, it will not work out that way for us. We believe in His joy. We believe in His peace. But we are successful a lot of times in convincing ourselves of this, and that is, it will come from me when I get this blessing. I'll be full of joy when I get that great promotion. I'll be full of joy when my family members get saved. I'll be full of joy when this or that happens, when I have this certain amount in my bank account. Then I'll be okay. But that is the opposite of what God wants from us. Really, it's joy and peace that prepares us to receive His blessings. In closing, as they come to the instruments, Romans chapter 14, verse 17 says, "For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness," and listen to this, "and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost." The kingdom of God is not about having things. The kingdom of God is about righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Allow for God's timing in your life. Wait for God's timing. Don't try and figure it out. I know there's some of us in here, we want, you know, your family members saved, and we want this, that. God is in no hurry. He lives outside of all space and time. Time was created for us, but he will do it in his time. He's not worried about when it's going to happen. He's not worried about how they're going to come in. He just wants us to trust in him. Keep praying, keep believing, and he will bring it to pass in his timing, in his great wisdom. And does this mean that we will never have any problems? As I mentioned before, it doesn't. Or that any issues that we are dealing with now will instantly go away? I can't say tonight that when you come to this altar and you've prayed and you've submitted and you've consecrated yourself to the Lord again and you walk out of this place, all of our problems will be instantly taken care of. You know, everything that you're praying for will instantly be provided. I can't say that. Maybe it will, maybe it won't. I don't know. Maybe I'll wake up tomorrow morning and there's $1 million in my bank account. And maybe someone will just write a note that says, just thinking about you. Just want to give you $1 million. That's probably not going to happen. So what am I going to have to? I'm going to have to be a wise steward with what he gives me now. So that one day, if it happens here, it doesn't. But I'm looking for God. I'm looking for the kingdom of God. I'm an older, younger person at this point in my life. So you just see some things and you understand as we grow and as we mature, we know, you know, that there's some things in life that been there, done that. You know, I thought they would make us happy, the new house, the new car. I know I don't have the new house, but I've had the new car. I've done this and been places, but there's nothing that gives me peace and joy like God. Nothing like being in his presence. I wouldn't trade being in his presence for anything else. God provides all joy and peace and all that we need to make it through. And if there's an area in your life tonight that is in constant confusion or in turmoil, you can leave this place tonight with the peace and joy of the Lord, knowing that he will take care of it. And as we all stand tonight, we'll close with Romans chapter 15, verse 13. Romans chapter 15, verse 13, it says, now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. And if it's okay, can I just add through the power of the Holy Ghost throughout the entire year? God will be with us if we allow him to be with us. If there's sadness and hopelessness in some area of our lives tonight, there is access to his joy right now. So as we come forward tonight, as we pray, let us challenge ourselves tonight to, again and afresh, Lord, this year, today's January 9th, we've just begun. Tomorrow it's double digits, and before you know it, it's March, and before you know it, it's June and September. And we don't want to leave this opportunity that we have tonight to say, God, from here on out through the remainder of this year, I'm going to do the very best that I can to access the joy and the peace that you have for me every single day, regardless of what comes this year. Let's come forward tonight and let's pray and seek the face of the Lord and ask him to fill us with his joy and his peace in every area of our lives.